This is Martin Bryant for visitmanchester.com. We are currently racing southwards on a train to London because today is the day that Manchester submits its World Cup 2018 host city bid. And with me to talk a bit more about this is Chief Executive of Marketing Manchester, Andrew Stokes. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And so today it's quite a big day, really, isn't it?
It is indeed. I mean, it's the culmination of sort of many months' work. It's a huge undertaking. We recognise that. And, of course, there are a variety of reasons that a city like Manchester would want to put itself forward to be host city for a major world sporting event like this.
And so, in terms of what it will do for Manchester's economy, tell us a bit about that.
Well, inevitably, what we've done is we've looked at what it's done for previous World Cup host cities. So we used as our basis the research that was done around Munich in 2000. And we know that the benefit for Munich was less of £80 million, was the benefit to the city of Munich. If you look at the country as a whole, Germany are claiming that they achieved over £600 million economic benefit for the country. So there's a clear case there, you know, an economic case for why one would want to bid for it. There are also sort of other reasons that you'd bid as well.
Right. Okay.
So, some of those, clearly, even laying the finance to one side, there is something about the profile that it gives the city. And we saw clear examples of that in 2002 after the Commonwealth Games. You know, it actually changed some people's perceptions of Manchester as a place. Right. So you've got the profile, you've got all of the film that takes place around it, going all over the world, and people actually seeing Manchester and saying, well, maybe it's a bit different to what I expected. We believe also that it adds to people's belief that Manchester can deliver what it says it will deliver. And so, without a doubt, after the successful Commonwealth Games, it was much, much easier for us to go out to other sports, to major conferences, whatever, and say, you should come to Manchester. And people believe you because they've seen you actually deliver what you say you'll deliver.
That's brilliant because, we all love Manchester, don't we? And so it'll be great to show what we can do to the world.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, there are some people who say, they don't even know why we're having to bid for this, because the idea of a World Cup in England and them not actually playing in our two great stadiums is unthinkable. I actually think that they're absolutely right. Of course it's unthinkable they wouldn't come. We're going through, we're putting in a fantastic bid, it's got huge support, we've had some fantastic support from the people of Manchester, and we look forward to a successful bid and welcoming the world to Manchester in 2018.
Andrew Stokes, thank you very much.
Thanks very much.